The Boone Watch has definitely begun. Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to Boone, you're going to love this because I don't know if you've seen it yet, but if you haven't seen it, Google the term. Hang on a second here. I want you to Google the term Jeet Seats, J-E-E-T Seats. It's a story on the Marlins. Empty Jeet Seats. The Marlins are now outdrawn by the AA
team. Yeah. Good.
So I thought you'd like to know.
I hope they plastered that all over the papers in Miami.
Yeah. The Jeet Seats.
Yeah.
Okay. So now
maybe he's going to write a personal check to pay the mortgage for that barn they play in.
Maybe he'll just quit and he'll become manager of the Yankees.
Why not? He could probably be worse than this guy.
I've got a feeling you were right the other day. I got a feeling we're going to see you-know-who.
I'm telling you, with him and his shiny white teeth.
I think
and
so.
You'll have J-Lo sitting in the first row. What a dog and pony show that'll be, huh?
I've got a feeling you're right about that. Anyways, Yankees lost to the Red Sox last night.
They didn't lose. They got clocked. Yeah. I told you yesterday Sonny Gray can't pitch his way out of a wet paper bag. He went up to Boston last night, and he was the Yankee version of David Price. He couldn't get people out. He couldn't do anything. Like we're saying, there's a Boone watch on. There should be a Cashman watch on, because if you look at this, the Yankees were one game away from the World Series last year, and they're saying, oh, well, we're ahead of schedule. There is no schedule in baseball. You have to win when you get there. When the Mets had their opportunity a couple years ago, they didn't win, and it was the worst thing that happened to them. And trust me, the Yankees getting to with one game of the World Series last year was the worst thing that could happen to them, because they stayed pat with that pathetic pitching staff that they have. They were all, last year in the fall, all flowers and roses because everything fell into place. Sabathia pitched the best that he's pitched in 5 years. Tanaka's elbow didn't bother him. They got the pitching from the pen. Everything went except for Betances, who is another story for another day. They went in there with a bunch of retreaded tires and got the last couple miles off them. Now there's no more tread on these tires. Sabathia's out. He's going to have a bad year. Watch. Trust me. This is not Yankee hater Mike talking. This is baseball Mike talking. Tanaka, he got knocked around the other night when the Yankees won. Gray, the next game he pitches good for the Yankees is going to be the first game he's pitched good for the Yankees. The bullpen is a bunch of guys who can throw no more than 20 pitches. When you watch the Yankee propaganda network, soon as a guy gets near 20 pitches, they say, well, he's out of steam. How could a major league pitcher be 20 pitches into a game and out of steam? Remember when the starters in baseball used to get knocked out early and they had the long relief man?
Yeah.
The Yankees don't have any long relief men. Their bullpen's going to be like chopped meat at a Memorial Day barbecue before you get to Memorial Day. Their arms are going to be walking around dead. The Yankees are in big trouble here. You could talk about early, you could talk about whatever you want, but I'm looking at it as a team perspective. They're in big trouble. They're getting no production from any pitching at all, and the pitching that can't throw 20 pitches a game is getting eaten up early in the season. The Yankees are in trouble here, and I don't know what the answer is going to be. Sanchez is hitting a little bit better now. Judge is hitting well. Stanton's very erratic. Did you see him overrun that fly ball in left field last night? He looked like one of the outfielders from the Bad News Bears. The Yankees are in trouble here. No matter how you want to sugarcoat it, the Yankees are in trouble here. And I don't know what the answer is going to be, because Major League Baseball teams would like nothing more than the Yankees to be on Desert Island number one with no boat coming to get them. So they're not going to get any help from anybody, and they're going to have to get themselves out of this. And with the weapons that they have, I don't know if they can.
All right. Well, where else do you want to go very quickly?
We can go to hockey right now.
All right.
The Devils got beat up last night. They really have no shot against this Tampa team. Tampa's very, very good. But the big story and the ongoing story in hockey is, drum roll, the Capitals lost again.
My God, unbelievable.
They had a lead last night. They looked like they were going to win this game. They went to overtime, and Columbus beat them in Washington 4-3.
They can't win in the playoffs.
Nope. And how many years is this now?
It seems like forever.
Exactly. They just can't produce. They had everything going their way last night, and they got beat. So the Bruins with a big win over Toronto, because Toronto's a pretty good team. Boston beat them 5-1, so Boston looked real good last night. The Devils tried to make it close, but Tampa Bay, they just have too many weapons for the Devils. The Devils should be happy they made the playoffs this year with what they had. There's a team ahead of schedule because they have a bunch of young 18- and 19-year-old players. It's going to pay dividends for them in the long run, just making to the playoffs, getting that experience. But they're heavily outclassed by Tampa Bay.
All right. Is there any racing we can talk about?
Yeah, we got some racing, but there's just one more thing I want to talk about with baseball. All Remember right. I said about the Pirates, right?
Yeah.
9-3. Keep an eye on the Pirates. Now we can go to racing.
All right.
We're going to start with racing today at Keeneland. Today is the Maker's Mark Mile, grade one mile on the turf. I've picked up on something from day one at Keeneland this meet so far, and there's horses coming from a particular track that are faring very, very well over the Keeneland Strip, whether it's on dirt or turf, and that track is Fairgrounds. So when you're doing your handicapping at Keeneland this weekend, look for Fairground shippers in form. And don't even worry about the price. Just bet them. With that being said, in the Maker's Mark Mile, a nice race in here with 10 very good horses. This is one of my favorite races of the year. The two, Balor Rocks, is a horse for a mile distance with seven hits in the money. Seven starts with five hits in the money. The one bad thing about this is he's got a pretty decent layoff, and he doesn't particularly run well off a layoff. He should hit the board, but I don't know about this horse winning. So it's a using your exacta and tries. The two horses I'm looking at, one is the 4, Tower of Texas. This horse won the Tropical Turf at Gulfstream in December, won a stakes race at that track, Fairgrounds, in January, went back to Gulfstream, had a little bit of a tired trip in the Hal's Hope, got a two-month layoff, and should be ready to roll today at 12-1. That's the 4-horse, Tower of Texas. But my top pick is the 7, Mr. Misunderstood, trained by Brad Cox. This horse has been running at Fairgrounds all winter long. Some very nice races down there. 12-1 morning line, very attractive. Mr. Misunderstood is going to be my top pick. Another horse I'm going to put underneath is going to be the 8, Next Chairs. So the 7, Mr. Misunderstood, with the 4, 8, and 2 in today's Maker's Mark Mile. This brings us to racing tomorrow. We're going to go to Keeneland for the 9th race. It's the Grade 3 Lexington. It's another mini prep for the Kentucky Derby a couple weeks from now. A couple of horses in here down on the inside. Two more Fairgrounds horses shipping in. The 1, Battle at Sea, is a state bred, but this horse has some pretty good speed from the rail. Could be dangerous at 6-1. For Kendrick Karamouche coming down to ride the horse from New York. Karamouche is real tough on the front end, and Battle at Sea could stretch that speed a long way with the short stretch of a mile and a 16th run at Keeneland. The 2-horse Telekinesis, trained by Mark Case. This horse is another horse shipping up from Fairgrounds. One last first time out, last time in an optional 17 claimer, this horse ran third, but that was just a prep race for this horse. Forget about that 17 claiming tag on it. This horse is a $500,000 purchase. Castellano leaves New York to go down and ride this horse tomorrow, which just points out that this horse is real talented. So that's my second play in here. But there seems to be quite a big abundance of speed in this race, and I think it sets things up perfectly for the 12 horse. My Boy Jack, another horse, ran third, got beat 3/4 at the Louisiana Derby at the Fairgrounds. So expect My Boy Jack to transmit that up to a nice run at Keeneland tomorrow. He's going to be my top pick, the 12 with the 1-2, Battle at Sea and Telekinesis. And then the big race of tomorrow is at Oaklawn. It's the Arkansas Derby. This is the last major prep for the three-year-olds going into to Louisville in 3 weeks. This horse race draws nine. A couple horses I'm looking at here. One is the three-horse, Tenfold, a lightly raced horse, two for two lifetime. This horse is by Curlin out of a Tappet mare, so the breeding is definitely there. So I'm going to use Tenfold and pay attention to him because he could be another late bloomer that has an impact on the Derby. The five-horse Solomini, shipped in from Baffert, should be the favorite, should win at a low price, so he's a must-use. But the horse that I'm going to bet is the eight-horse Quip. This horse won down at Tampa, won the Tampa Bay Derby. Had a pretty slow pace that day. Solomini's going to put him to the test. But I think Quip's a pretty decent horse, and I think he can get the job done at Oaklawn. So the eight Quip is my top pick, with the favorite going to be the five Solomini and the new improving six-shooter here with Tenfold, the three-horse. So very nice races. There's more stakes at Oaklawn. There's more stakes at Keeneland this weekend. It's a very good racing weekend, and hopefully the weather will cooperate in those places.
All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Yeah, maybe the Tigers is what the Yankees need to heal some wounds, because they're a bad club.
All right. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Take care, guys.
I'm Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, Pat Pagano will be along next with our Tri-State forecast.